Today's Amud is Beitza Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on your test on the base, five lines in the bottom, by the two dots, V'yoytzit ba mishom simcha. So the Gemara just mentioned the Braisa, and the final sheet in the Braisa was the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who held that you're allowed to bring Nedarim and Davus on Yom Tov. Included in that was that he held that a person is allowed to bring a Karban Taida on Yom Tov. So on Sukkot, a person's Ayla L'Regel, while he's Ayla L'Regel, he could also bring a Karban Taida even on Yom Tov. Then Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon explained that even though a person could bring a Karban Taida on Yom Tov, he can't then use that Karban to also be Yaitse his mitzvah of Karban Chagiga. A person has a separate chiyuv to bring a Karban Chagiga. You're not allowed to use something which you anyways had a chiyuv to bring, in this case the Karban Taida, to use it to help you fulfill another obligation, in this case the Karban Chagiga. That's always the rule. A davar shebechayva, you're not allowed to use something else which you anyways have a chiyuv to bring. So therefore you cannot use the Karban Taida to be yotze your Karban Chagiga. However, Blessed Rabbi Shimon said that you could use the Karban Taida to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. Because Shalmei Simcha, there's no chiyuv be'etzem to bring a Karban Shlamim to have meat for the Karban Simcha. If a person had Shlamim meat anyways in his freezer or at home, whatever it is, so then he could use that meat for the mitzvah of Simcha. There's no chiyuv to specifically bring a new Karban for the Shalmei Simcha, to have meat, to be yaitzei the mitzvah of Simcha. If a person Shalmei Chagiga is enough meat for his family, he could use that. It's only a person who doesn't have enough meat, so then he has to bring another shlamim to be yotze the mitzvah of simcha to be able to eat the meat. Being that there's no chiyuv be'etzem to bring the shalmei simcha, so Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon said that you could use the meat from the Karban Taida to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha for the shalmei simcha. So you can't use it for the shalmei chagiga because that's a chiyuv, but you could use it for the shalmei simcha because that's not a chiyuv. So now says the Gemara Pshita that it's obvious that you're not allowed to use the Karban Taida to be yotze the mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga. It's a davar shebechayva hu. You have a chiyuv to bring it. They call davar shebechayva, meaning you have a chiyuv to bring the Karban Chagiga. They call davar shebechayva, and any time you have a chiyuv to do something, eino yipa ela min achulin. So you have to fulfill that chiyuv by using chulin money, by using a chulin behema. You can't use a behema which anyways is being used for a Karban Taida to fulfill your mitzvah of Karban Chagiga. So says the Gemara, what's the chiddush? The chiddush over here is that when the person was mafresh his Karban Taida, he specified that he's only being mafresh the Karban Taida on the condition that he wants to use it also to fulfill his mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga. So the chiddush is that even though he specified this, when at the time that he separated his Karban for the Karban Taida, even though he specified that he wanted to use it also for his Shalmei Chagiga, still the halacha is that it doesn't work. Like we had already that Reish Lakish asked the Shaila from Rabbi Yochanan. He asked him about this Shaila exactly. If a person says, I'm being mafresh this taida on the condition I also want to use it to be yaitzei my Karban Chagiga, or similarly, hareini nazir, a person, he says, I'm a nazir, v'galeach mimois ma'iser sheni. But when I shave, meaning when I bring the karbanos at the end of the nazirus, when he shaves off his hair, and he brings karbanos, so those karbanos he wants to use ma'is ma'iser sheni, he wants to use ma'iser sheni money, to pay for that, for the animal. So mahu, so Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's the halacha in these two cases? A person separates a Karban Taida to use it also for a Shalmei Chagiga, or he says he's a Nazir on the condition that he brings the Karbanos from Ma'is Ma'iser Sheni. And Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, Nador ve'eno yoitze, Nazir ve'eno migaleach. That the halacha is that he already made himself, he said this is a Karban Taida, he said Areini Nazir, he said I'm a Nazir, and also I'm going to be migaleach with Ma'is Ma'iser Sheni. He said, this is a Taida, and also I'm going to use it for Chagiga. We take the first thing he says, and that's it. He said it's a Taida, it's a Taida. He said he's a Nazir, he's a Nazir. That Tanai, so to speak, that he spoke out afterwards, that I'm also going to use it to be Yaitse the mitzvah of Shami Simch, Shami Chagiga, that I'm also going to bring the karbanos of my nazirs from the Ma'is Ma'ishashani, we don't listen to that which he said those things. So he becomes a nazir and the animal is a carbon taida. So that's our case. That was the chiddush in Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Now says the Gemara story to bring out this point. Ahu Gavra, the Amar Lehu, there was a certain person who on his deathbed, he said to those around him, he said, Havu le arba mea zuzi leplaini. He said to the people around him, give 400 zuz to Mr. So-and-so, to Reuven. Give 400 zuz to Plaini. Rulinsiv barte, and tell him I want him to marry my daughter. So Amar Rav Papa said, the halacha is that Arba Mea Shakel, that Reuven, this Plaini, he could take the money, he could take the 400 Zuz, Ubarte, Ibai Nasiv, Ibai Lai Nasiv. However, the person who died, his daughter, Reuven could decide if he wants to, we can marry her, and if he wants to, we cannot marry her. He gets the 400 Zuz regardless. He doesn't have, it's not on condition that he marries the daughter. And says the Gemara, Taima, the reason is the Amar Havule, Ulinsev. It's because first he spoke out that you should give him, that the person who was dying, first he spoke out that you should give to Reuven the money, and then he said, and also Vulinsev, that you should marry my daughter. Aval, however, he Amar Linsev Havule, but if he said it the other way around, if he said you should marry my daughter, he said, I go to Reuven and tell him I want him to marry my daughter. Very romantic relationship. Havule, and then give him the money. So then he Nasiv Shakel, Viloy Nasiv. So then the halacha is that Reuven can decide if he wants to take the money or not. If he wants to marry her, so if he agrees to marry her, then he takes the money. He doesn't get the money no matter what. Being that the person who was dying first told the people around him to go to Reuven and tell him, I want him to marry my daughter, and also give him money, so then the way we understand it is that Reuven only gets the money if he agrees to marry the daughter. Now, obviously, there's something wrong with her if this guy is pledging so much money to marry his daughter, but that's not our cheshbon. So this person, he could decide that. He says if he wants to marry her, so then he gets the money. And if he decides he's not marrying her, so then he doesn't get the money. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Yosef Mereimar, v'ka'amar loha shmaitza mishmeden afshei, that Mereimar was sitting and he was saying over this shmaitza in his own name, meaning that he didn't have it as a shailo that Rabbi Yochanan, that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and that Rabbi Yochanan then said it back to Reish Lakish the halacha. He just had it as a straight halacha. He didn't have it as a back and forth. And Amar le Ravina saw Mereimar that he didn't have this as a back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So he said to him, so Amar le Ravina lo Mereimar asun hachi masnisula. This is how you have the Messiah, that's the way it went. Anan kideboi mine Reish Lakish mir Rabbi Yochanan. We have it that it was a shaila that Rabbi Yochanan, that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rabbi Yochanan responded to Reish Lakish that that's the halacha, meaning by the case of the Taida and the Nazir, that it was a back and forth between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish had it as a shaila that he asked Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said it back to Reish Lakish that that's the halacha. Says the Gemara Vayter now, new topic. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Barabba. A Tana taught in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, and he taught him the following. The Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk by the Miluim, by the eighth day, so there was a Chiv to bring a carbon Ayla. And the Pasuk says over there regarding this Ayla, the Yakre Vesa Ayla V'yaseha Kamishpat, that they should bring it Kamishpat, according to its halachas. Now what does it mean that they were supposed to bring the carbon Ayla like its halachas? So the Gemara darshins from here that even though when it comes to an Ayla which is a Chiyav to bring, like this Ayla by the Miluim, they had a Chiyav to bring this Ayla. So by the Ayla Aschaiva, if you look in the parish of Ayla Aschaiva in the Torah, it doesn't mention anything about doing smicha. It doesn't mention anything about the one bringing the carbon leaning on the animal before he shechts it, before he brings it as a carbon. Smicha is only mentioned by a Nedava. It's mentioned by an Eilas Nedava. It's also mentioned by a Shalmei Nedava. It's mentioned only in the parsha of Nedava. It doesn't say it in the parsha of bringing a carbon, which is a chiev, not by an Eila or by a Shlamim. In this case, we're talking about an Eila by the Miluim. It doesn't say ever by the Eila Aschaiva parsha to do smicha. However, says this Tana in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, from that which the pasuk by the miluim said to do it kamishpat, so we darsh to do it according to its laws. It means kamishpat oilas nedava, that you should do it like the oilas nedava's halachis, which means limid al oilas chayva shetuunas micha. It's coming to teach us a klal regarding an oilas chayva, that an oilas chayva also requires smicha. Even though it doesn't say it in the parsha of oilas chayva to do smicha, we learn out from oilas nedava to oilas chayva. And that's based off of this drasha of kamishpa. So it's mavur, the stana understood, that without a drasha, you wouldn't stam be able to just say, oh, if the Torah said you have to do smicha by an oila, by a nedava, so then probably the Torah means it also by the oilas chayva. You wouldn't be able to make this limud without a drasha. That's what's mashma from this Tana, that you need specifically a drasha to learn out the chiyuv smicha from oilas nedava to oilas chayva. So on that, which the Tana is clear that you need to have a drasha for this limud, so amar le, so Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, he said back to this Tana, that the amar lach mani, who is this Tana that you're, who are you going like? It's Beis Shammai. This is going according to Beis Shammai. So this is going to take us back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we had a machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, when a person brings, everybody held that the person's allowed to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tif. Even Beis Shammai agreed that the Shalmei Chagiga, Chiyav Shlamim for Yom Tif, and it's a Shlamim, so you're getting some of the meat also. Even Beis Shammai agreed you're allowed to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tif. However, they had a machlaikis, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they had a machlaikis whether or not you're allowed to do smicha on it. Beis Shammai says that you don't do smicha, and Beis Hillel says that you do smicha. So right now the Gemara assumes that what's the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai says not to do smicha on this shlamim, which is a chiyuv to bring the shalmei chagiga. And Beis Hillel says that you do smicha on this shalmei chagiga. That what's the machlekes? That Beis Shammai holds that in general, there's just no chiyuv smicha on a shlamim, which is a chayva. The Torah never says by shalmei chayva to do smicha. It says it by shalmei nedava. Whereas Beis Hillel holds that no, just like by Shalmei Nedava, there's a chiyuv to do smicha, so I learn out from there to Shalmei Chayva. That also a Shalmei Chayva has a chiyuv to do smicha. So now wait a second, what's the drasha? There's no drasha. So how did Beis Hillel learn out from Shalmei Nedava to Shalmei Chayva? It must be he learned it even without a drasha. So then the Gemara is assuming that Beis Hillel would also tell you that an Eilas Chayva, you could learn out from an Eilas Nedava, even without a drasha. You don't need to have a drasha to learn out Eilas Chayva from Eilas Nedava. So that's why now Amar Leis, Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, he says to this Tano that the Amar Lachmani, it's Beis Shammai. You're going, this is like Beis Shammai, this that you need a drasha to learn out the Eilas Chayva by the Miluim. You need a drasha to learn out the Eilas Chayva from Eilas Nedava. That's like Beis Shammai, the Laigamri Shalmei Chayva Mishalmei Nedava. Because that's like Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, who also doesn't learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava. And Beis Shammai says that there's no smicha on the Shalmei Chayva, on the Shalmei Chagiga. He doesn't learn out from Shalmei Nedava that there's a chiyuv smicha. Di Beis Hillel, if you would be going according to Beis Hillel, Kevan de Gamri Shalmei Chayva Mishalmei Nedava, since we see in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel requires smicha by the Shalmei Chayva, so it must be they learn it out from the Shalmei Nedava, so then here also, Eilas Chayva Nami Loiti Bayikra, there should be no reason to need a drasha about an Eilas Chayva that it requires smicha. The Gamri Ma'ilas Nedava, you should just be able to learn it out from Eilas Nedava. Says the Gemara, Mimai, the Beis Hillel, Shalmei Chayva Mishalmei Nedava Gamri. Granted, in our Mishnah, you see that Beis Hillel holds that there's the Chiyuv Smicha on the Shalmei Chayva. But Beis Hillel never told you where he learns that Chiyuv from. You're assuming Beis Hillel learned it out from Shalmei Nedava, and that you're able to learn out a Chiyuv from a Nedava, that you could learn out Chayva from Nedava, so you could learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava. And then you're asking or saying that according to Beis Hillel, you shouldn't need a drasha to learn out Eilas Chayva from Eilas Nedava, because Beis Hillel Shita is that you could always learn out Chayva from Nedava. Who said? Who said Beis Hillel's Makar that there's a Chiyuv Smicha by Shalmei Chayva is that he learns it out from Shalmei Nedava? Really, I'll tell you, you can't learn out Chiyuv from Nedava. Rather, me Eilas Chayva Gamri. Beis Hillel learns out the Chiyuv Smicha by a Shalmei Chayva from an Eilas Chayva. It's from this Pasuk of the Miluim. Once we have a Drasha of Eilas Chayva Gufa Ba'ikra, once I have a drasha by the Eilas Chayva to learn it out from the Eilas Nedava, and that needs a pasuk. We don't typically learn out Chayva from Nedava. Once I have a drasha that the Eilas Chayva does require smicha, so now I see a Chiv Karban, it was an Eila, but it was an Eilas Chayva that has smicha, so Beis Hillel then learns out from the Eilas Chayva to the Shalmei Chayva. But really, according to Beis Hillel, you need this drasha. So how do you know that this drasha is only according to Beis Shammai? Maybe it's even according to Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, no, that's not going to work. Because my Shna Mishalmei Nedava Delei Gamri. What would be the reason not to learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava? What would be the reason to not learn out from the Nedava? Shekein Matsuyan. Because it's very common. People bring Shalmei Nedava all the time. To have a Chiv, to bring a Shlamim, is not very common. To bring it as a Nedava, that's like classic. So that's why Beis Hillel would not learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava, because maybe Dafka by the carbon, which is Matzoi, the Torah required Smicha, and not by Shalmei Chayva. Well, if that's the case, once you're asking Pirchas, so then Me'ailas Chayva Nami Loi Gamri. So then Beis Hillel shouldn't be able to learn out Shalmei Chayva from Eilas Chayva, because Shekein Kalil. Because an Eilas Chayva, a carbon Eila, gets burnt completely to Hashem. It has a chumra to it that it gets burnt completely. So maybe such a carbon also has a chi of smicha. But a Shalmei Chayva maybe not. So therefore it can't be that Beis Hillel learns out the chi of smicha by the Shalmei Chayva from the Eilas Chayva. Because the same way he would ask a pircha not learn it out from Shalmei Nedava, so he'd be able to ask pirchas also not to learn out from the Eilas Chayva. So rather, says the Gemara, Asimi Benaya. But still, I could tell you that it's learnt out from a combination of the two. So we have some have a girsa here. Ella Asimi Benaya. The Adara says it really was Amar Le. And someone opened it up into Ella. Really, it's supposed to say over here, Amar Le. That Amar Le, he said back to, the Tana said back to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, where Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba said back to the Tanya that Asimi Benaya, that it could still be that you learn it out from a combination of the two. And therefore, even according, this is the Tana saying back to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, that it could be that you do, that even according to Beis Hillel, you need the drasha. According to Beis Hillel, by the Eilas Chayva, you need the drasha. Because I learn it out from a combination of the two. I learn out the fact that there's a chi of smicha according to Beis Hillel. I learn out that there's a chi of smicha by the Shalmei Chayva from a combination of Shalmei Nedava, which is Lahedi and the Pasuk, and Eilas Chayva, which is learned from the Drasha. Because when you ask that, you can't learn it out from Shalmei Nedava because it's Matzoi, I'll tell you, yeah, but you see that there's a Chiv Smicha also by an Eilas Chayva, and that's not Matzoi. When you ask about the Eilas Chayva, yeah, but maybe there's a Chiv Nedava, a Chiv Smicha because it's Kalil, because it gets burnt completely to Hashem, so then we say, yeah, but the Shalmei Nedava doesn't get burnt completely to Hashem, and still their smicha. So it's from a combination of the two. It's from that which we see, that there's the chi of smicha by the Shalmei Nedava and by the Eilas Chayva. That's how Beis Hillel knew that there's a chi of smicha by the Shalmei Chayva. But the maskan of the Gemara is that according to Beis Hillel, it could be that we need this drasha of the Miluim. So there's no raya that the Tanu who makes this drasha from the Miluim is Dafka Beis Shammai. Now says the Gemara, from the previous discussion, it came out that the way we understood the Mishnah is that Beis Shammai holds that the Shalmei Chayva doesn't need smicha. The reason why Beis Shammai in our Mishnah said not to do smicha on Yom Tif when you bring the Shalmei Chagiga is because Shalmei Chayva never requires smicha. Ask the Gemara, is that really Pshana Beis Shammai? V'savri Beis Shammai, Shalmei Chayva leibayu smicha? Is that really Pshat? Beis Shammai holds that Shalmei Chayva don't require smicha? V'atane, we learned in the Braisa. That Amar Rabbi Yaisi said, Loi nechaku Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel ala smicha atzma shetzarech. There's no machlaikis about the etzem chi of smicha. Everybody agrees be'etzem that there's a chi of smicha on Shalmei Chayva. And that when a person brings the carbon chagiga, be'etzem he needs to do smicha. Everybody agrees that there's a chi of smicha on a shlamim that's a chayva. Even Beis Shammai. Amma nechuku, you wanna know what the machlaikis is in the Mishnah? It's al tekev l'smicha shchita. It's on whether or not you have to do the smicha right before you do the shchita. Shebe shamei aimrim einai tzarech, u beisilal aimrim tzarech. Beisilal holds that when you do smicha, the smicha has to be right before the shchita. Being that the shchita of the carbon chagiga can't be erev yomtif, because it has to be brought on yomtif. maybe Chol HaMoed, but for sure at least on Yom Tov. Everyone holds even on Yom Tov, it's a Shlamim. So being that Beit Hillel holds that the Smicha has to be right before the Shechita, so therefore Beit Hillel says you need to do the Smicha on Yom Tov, because being that the Shechita is on Yom Tov, and the Smicha has to be right before the Shechita, so the Smicha has to be on Yom Tov. So that's why Beit Hillel says that you could do Smicha on Yom Tov. Whereas Beit Shammai says that of course you need to do Smicha, but there's no din that the Smicha has to be right before Shechita. So why get involved in an Issur D'Rabbanan and do Smicha on Yom Tov? Do Smicha Erev Yom Tov. Avoid any Isurim. Do Smicha on Erev Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, you'll do the Smicha, and then on Yom Tov, you'll do the Shechita. If you didn't take care of it Erev Yom Tov, you can't do Smicha on Yom Tov, because you should have taken care of it before Yom Tov. That's the Machlekes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Everybody holds that there's a Chi of Smicha. The Shail is just that the Smicha have to be right before the Shechita. Beis Hillel holds it has to be right before the Shechita, therefore he gave a Heter to do Smicha on Yom Tov, whereas Beis Shammai says that the Smicha doesn't have to be right before the Shechita, and therefore Beis Shammai held that you're not allowed to do the Smicha on Yom Tov. So it's a cash on our previous discussion where we seemed like we were taking it for granted that Beis Shammai just holds that there's no Chi of Smicha by Shammai Chayva. We see this Tana, Rabbi Yaisi, says that no, Beis Shammai holds that there is a Chi of Smicha, they just don't require Tekef L'Smicha Shechita. They just hold that the Smicha doesn't have to be right before the Shechita. So says the Gemara, Hu damar ki ay tana. Okay, but the previous discussion will be going like the following Tana. In a Chanami, you found the Rabbi Yaisi held that everybody requires Smicha by a Shalmei Chayva. But you have a Tana that says, no, that's good for the Machlekes. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda, that lo nechluku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel al tekef l'smicha shechita shetzarech. Everybody holds, even Beis Shammai agrees, that in general, any time there's a chi of Smicha, the Smicha has to be right before shechita. Any time there's a chi of smicha, it has to be right before the shechita. Alma nechleku, what's the machlekes in our Mishnah? Ala smicha atzma. The machlekes is whether or not there's a chi of smicha on Shalmei Chayva. Shebei Shalmei Aymer Meinai Tzarech, Ubei Solo Aymerim Tzarech. Bei Shalmei holds that there's no chi of smicha on Shalmei Chayva, and Bei Solo holds that there is. So the previous discussion that we had in the Gemara, that's going like this Tana, who says that the machlekes in our Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether or not you're allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov, is really a general machlekes about whether or not there's smicha on a Shalmei Chayva.